So there was a child who ran into a fellow who was Dick Allen's age, and this fellow had been playing his trumpet for a while, and this little child went up to this man that was Dick Allen's age and said, "Sir, could you tell me how old you are?" And this man, Dick, wouldn't do that, but this man told this little child his actual age, which was more than 90. And the little child looked at that man and said, "Wow, that's a lot of Christmases." Sort of my way of saying Bill Cook has been in this sanctuary, is it 50 years?
Yeah.
So, next year, we're going to celebrate the fact that this building was built 150 years ago. One third of those years, this man has been in our midst, and today he's saying to us in a solo that was most exquisite. Thank you very, very much, Bill. It's a lot of Christmases. We are grateful. We are grateful. So, Betty read to you a passage from Zephaniah. I'm actually not going to do much with the story from Luke today, except to tell you that our forebears in the Hellfire and Brimstone theology loved that passage about if you don't bear fruit, we're going to chop you down and throw you in the fire. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to leave that alone and just say it is in our text, it is in our scripture, and today I choose to focus on a line from Zephaniah that Betty read to us, which said something like, "God will rejoice over you, even fallen angels. God will rejoice over you with loud singing." What in your life would make God want to sing over you? What in your life would make God, according to Zephaniah, want to sing over you the way these folks are going to sing this afternoon? "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. So it says that God sings in rejoicing over folks, I think, when the lost are found, when those who have been in a great darkness find themselves in the light. You remember the story of the farmer who sent his son into the field to work the field, and the son said, "I ain't going, Dad. Got other things to do today. I ain't doing it." And then the son went and worked the field. And you remember the story about the wayward son and the forgiving father and the wayward son's rigid brother. The lost were found and God's singing was loud over those ones. And you remember the story of the guy who was attacked and lay by the side of the road. I heard a story about John and Joe Thatcher's dad laying by the side of the road one day. Which they'll tell you about maybe if you're lucky, but it wasn't him. But there was a guy in the Bible that was laying by the side of the road, and a Samaritan came and rescued this man and took care of him. And God sang in loud voices for those who were lost and had been found, who had been healed, who had been helped. "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." On the first Sunday of Advent, we talked about that sometimes in our lives, the sun and the moon and the stars go out, and that it takes a circle of friends to blow on the embers that are the light of our heart to bring that flame back once again. And for some of us, the light of our heart actually goes out. You know the rest of that song, put it under a bushel? No. It's like our light is covered over and it's gone out. And so it takes a circle of friends to restore that light by placing one of their coals in the embers of the light of our heart and then blowing that back into life. And last Sunday, we talked about the fact that when our light is shining, there are four practices that we could be involved in that could help us with this business of keeping our light shining. Those four practices are to sing the song, tell the story, read the scripture, be in service. And today, I simply tell you that the light that is yours is within you, and it needs for you to allow that light to shine. Yesterday, I went to Lake Michigan, and the light was playing amazing tricks on the water. So amazing, in fact, that I created this little picture thing for you to look at. It looks like there are 9 million Petoskey stones there. I want you to know that I looked carefully, and I'm sure I missed some, but I found two in the midst of all this shimmer and gleam. It's my way of reminding us that sometimes we think our light comes from outside of us. It comes to us in fame, it comes to us in power, it comes to us in wealth, and we think that is our light. The story of James Comey, whatever it is that will happen as a result of his request of the judge, he said, I've been wrong, and now I feel free, and now I feel free. The light he was thinking he was outside of him. What he said this week, whether it's true or not, is I have rediscovered this light that is inside of me. Patricia and I have two friends, Andy and we have two, yeah, I guess that's it. Two of our friends are Andy and John. Andy and John have been a couple for 40 plus years. And they have been delightful people in our lives. They claim they would never, ever in 100 million years come north because it's too darn cold up there, you know. This year has been a really difficult year. One of the two has had difficulty with circulation and has had to have a portion of his one leg amputated. And the other is weary with the whole hard work of being a caretaker. And they just need to be surrounded. They need to be reminded that they have this light, even in the midst of unwellness, even in the midst of weariness, that this light shines for them. So I found these two Petoskey stones yesterday. One is for Annie, and one is for John. And I'm going to tell them that these Petoskey stones are 350 million years old. And I'm going to remind them that human beings didn't appear on this earth for another 66 million years after these were first seen, first created. And I'm going to tell them that even though the light played a shimmering trick to make all of the pebbles look like Petoskeys, that all that was a show that vanished when the sun and the waves went away. But these Petoskeys, they have this shimmer and light within them that is very, very old. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God looked out upon all that God had created, and God said, it is good. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. So if you'd like to be part of the prayer for John and Andy, just after church, come and place your hand on these Petoskey stones. And this week I'll send them to them, saying that you bless them here in our worship. Amen.